Good morning, it's Friday 22nd of January 2010 and this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast, which is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. Saturday, January the 16th. Haircut, come to the bazaar and better sound. 1. I have a haircut, my first since the wedding. I have about 6 inches taken off. Your neck will feel cold, warns the hairdresser, but I feel like myself again. 2. I'm really enjoying Echo Bazaar, a strange game played with discreet use of a Twitter account about London that has been stolen by giant bats, and it's full of Zaylers who sail on the undersea, and devils, poets, and greedy bazaar masters. The city's familiar places have been renamed Vale Garden, Tenebrous, Spite, and Quasectomy. It's sometimes possible to work out where you are, and sometimes it's not. Players deal in rumours and gossip to achieve goals of pleasure, wealth, power, and fame. And there are Surrey spiders and Araby fighting weasels. My Twitter handle is 3BT, that's T-H-R-E-E-B-T, by the way. So please feel free to follow me. Always really appreciate more followers. 3. My blue radio has died, so I move the stereo into the kitchen and immediately notice and appreciate the improved sound quality. The voices seem to have acquired a velvety texture. Sunday, January the 7th. Stories, R. Pot and GNS. 1. The latest issue of the British science fiction magazine Interzone is a corker. I read it on the train on my way up to London. Pick of the bag are Into the Depths of Illuminated Seas. I love saying that. Into the Depths of Illuminated Seas. This is a magical, angry sea fable full of revenge and fury, and it's written by Jason Sandford. It's about a woman who finds the names of sailors who are to die at sea written all over her body. In the harsh glow of its incandescent beauty is a story about Mercurio de Riviera's aliens that adore humans. It's an impressive depiction of the pain and self-deception that surround an affair. Tyler Keeble's Hibakusha, in which a man volunteers his way back into a London that has been destroyed by nuclear terrorism, was also wonderful. It was especially, I suppose, poignant because we were, as I was reading it, we were on our way up to London to go and see the V&A, and this story is mostly set in the British Museum. The hero, he's salvaging treasures from there, and yeah, that's part of the story. 2. We go to the V&A, and there in the metalwork collection is a red cast iron casserole just like ours. We own a design classic, I tell Nick. 3. I like to hurry through the fog to the theatre. It's an evening of merriment and escapism with Gilbert and Sullivan. Monday, January the 18th. Ephemera, showing the parents and holiday memories. 1. We have put away all the wedding cards, and now the room looks spare and clean. I'm keeping all the good wishes safe, though. I still like reading over them, so I'm putting them with the other ephemera that reminds us of the day. 2. We show Nick's parents the wedding photos. They queue over them, marvelling at how good the photographer is, and at the pictures of themselves. 3. We go to the Gurkha restaurant on Church Road. Towards the end of the meal, a song comes on that was playing everywhere when I went to Nepal in 2001. I chatted to Nick about prayer wheels made from milk tins and the place where fire and water come out of the same cavern, and staring blue gentians growing in dead brown grass only just uncovered by the snow. Tuesday, January the 19th. The job, remembering the song and getting paid. It strikes me that my job these days is to investigate things of interest and then write about them. Well, that puts a smile on my face. 2. I couldn't get the name of the song mentioned in yesterday's post. My hearing of the words is a misspelling, so I couldn't find it anywhere online. But somebody knew. Somebody who got laughed at when he bought a CD of Nepali folk music. Thanks, Daddy. 3. Putting a paycheck into the bank. Wednesday, January the 20th. Touching, happy dinosaur and a class. I discover this wonderful thing here in Tunbridge Wells, Art at Your Fingertips, a library of tactile pictures for people with a visual impairment. Each picture comes with an audio to help the user understand what is under their hands. 2. Overheard a woman talking to her colleague about a phone call to her little boy. He said, "Just a minute, I have to go and do the Stompy Happy Dinosaur dance." 3. I hurry across London in the gathering dusk to a class at the School of Life, How to Survive Your Family. I like the idea of people gathered in the same room for one purpose. And at the end of the class, we came out through the shop and all the tables were laid up ready for a philosophical breakfast the next morning. Thursday, January the 21st. Sleet, the director, and an afternoon of work. 1. Wet, sleety snow is rushing and whispering as it falls to the ground and melts. 2. To talk with a theatrical director and hear the passion she has for the text she is working with. 3. I hurry to an afternoon of work, and coming round the corner, I run into Joe, who was in charge of me at my last job. Friday, January the 22nd. Africa, red cake and Haile Selassie. 1. I listen to the Gallop Infernal from Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld. The Gallop is better known as the Can-Can, and it puts a smile on my face. I must have once heard or seen it actually performed by Can-Can dancers, because my memory always dubs in their yips and whoops. 2. Grated beetroot has turned my cake batter a pleasing royal purple. 3. We watch a documentary about the history of Ethiopia, and all the talk of Haile Selassie reminds me of the trip Rosie and I took to Africa in 2006. Selassie was one of Francis the Cook's catchphrases. I have a picture that he drew for us just before we said goodbye at the South African border. I took an A6 drawing pad and some crayons, and most people in the group contributed little sketches and cartoons of our time. Francis has got himself saying, Selassie, one love, which is, just brings it all back to me, really. That's a happy memory there. Well, that's all. Enjoy your week. And even though it's Blue Monday on Monday, it's the saddest day of the year, apparently, I hope you find plenty of your own beautiful things this week. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.